DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Courts across Egypt have closed and judges have gone on strike after President Mohamed Morsi gave himself sweeping new powers. Morsi announced a series of decrees on Thursday, including a ban on judicial review of his decisions. He also sacked the country's chief prosecutor. In protest, Cairo's criminal court announced it will postpone all cases not related to national security. Meanwhile, demonstrations are now in their seventh day on Cairo's Tahrir Square. Leading opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei says Morsi must review his actions.
That we are not going to get into a dialogue, you know, unless he rescinds that declaration. There is no middle ground about it. You know, there is, you know, you cannot, there is no room for compromise. I mean, if he wants a dialogue, he has to rescind these measures first.
Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has also called on Morsi to reconsider.
President Morsi has just played a highly constructive role by negotiating a ceasefire in Gaza. And we're now banking on him to recognize his responsibilities at home, too.
Egypt's opposition has labeled Morsi as a dictator, with Mohamed El-Baradei saying the president now has the powers of a new pharaoh. At least 100 people have been killed in a fire at a clothing factory in Bangladesh. The blaze at the multi-story factory on the outskirts of the capital, Dhaka, started on the ground floor and quickly spread throughout the building. The cause of the fire isn't yet clear, but officials say they suspect it was faulty electrics. Firefighters took nearly 5 hours to control the flames. This worker managed to escape.
At first, I didn't realize there was a fire. When lots of workers rushed out, I realized what had happened, and I jumped out, breaking the window with a colleague, and I fell down.
Many of the victims died as they jumped from the building to escape the flames. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. It's reported at least 9 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in Nigeria. A car bomb exploded outside a church inside a military barracks in Kaduna. A military source says it was a coordinated attack, with 2 cars being driven into the compound. Officials also say people who rushed to help after the first blast died in a second explosion. Dozens were also injured in the incident. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The M23 rebel force has refused to observe a ceasefire until it holds direct talks with the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The announcement was made shortly after regional leaders agreed on a peace plan. Heads of state from the Great Lakes region in Africa met in the Ugandan capital Kampala on Saturday and called on the rebels to stop all war activities. They also demanded the rebels withdraw from the city of Goma. M23 fighters have continued to make gains in the east of the DRC, mostly on the border with Rwanda. The UN says tens of thousands of people have fled the violence. It's also reported the M23 rebels have carried out atrocities on local people. Exit polls show that the ruling alliance in Catalonia in northeastern Spain is tipped to get the most votes in Sunday's regional election. Regional Premier Artur Mas is the leader of the Convergence and Union Alliance and has said he will call a referendum on Catalan independence from Spain. It's reported that the party has won 54 to 57 seats in the 135-seat regional assembly. That's down from the 62 seats his party held before the vote. In sport now, German driver Sebastian Vettel has won his 3rd Formula One World Championship in consecutive seasons. He is only the 3rd person ever to win 3 in a row, and he's the youngest treble champion in the sport's history. Vettel could only finish 6th in the last race of the season at the Interlagos circuit near Sao Paulo in Brazil. His championship rival Fernando Alonso had a better individual race, finishing 2nd on the day behind Jenson Button. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.